A former North Korean spy was in Japan this week. It was the same spy who was convicted in the 1987 bombing of a South Korean airliner that killed everyone on board. But the Japanese government actually invited her to visit. Officials hope she will shed new light on the fate of more than a dozen Japanese citizens abducted by North Korea during the Cold War. Akiko Fujita reports from Tokyo.
Former North Korean spy Hyun-hee Kim's first visit to Japan attracted the kind of attention usually reserved for Hollywood celebrities. TV news shows described what Kim was wearing, what she ate. At a press conference, Koichiro Iizuka, the son of one of the North Korean abductees, described the meal Kim cooked for his family. It's not the kind of attention you'd expect for a former spy convicted in the bombing of an airliner that killed 115 people. Kim was sentenced to death for her actions more than 20 years ago, but the South Korean government later pardoned her, saying she was brainwashed by the North Korean regime. Now the Japanese government has allowed the former spy to travel here, saying she had valuable information that would help in the search of more than a dozen Japanese citizens who have been missing for three decades. Sakiya Yokota's teenage daughter Megumi was abducted in the early 1980s. Sakiya said she had waited years to meet with this historic figure. I want to hear anything about Megumi, whether it's her mannerisms or anything she may have told Kim. Abductee families have been eager to talk with Kim since she admitted to meeting with two of the kidnapped in North Korea. Kim has said that another abductee, Yaeko Taguchi, was her live-in Japanese tutor, while Megumi Yokota taught one of her friends. Pyongyang admitted to abducting 13 Japanese citizens to teach North Korean spies how to speak and act Japanese. Pyongyang returned five of them in 2002. It insists the remaining eight have died, though it's never supplied any evidence. During their first meeting in South Korea last year, Kim told Taguchi's son Koichiro Iizuka that she believed his mother was still alive. Iizuka said today Kim believed there were other abductees unaccounted for. He said she told me that she had shared specifics with police but couldn't give any further information to the families. Kim's critics have dismissed her visit as a stunt. They blame the Japanese government for trying to steer attention away from its largely unsuccessful investigation into the abductees. Japan has made the abductee issue a central part of multi-party nuclear talks with North Korea, but Kim doesn't seem to have offered any substantial information on this trip. Still, abductee families say they're convinced she can help put an end to the uncertainty. For The World, I'm Akiko Fujita in Tokyo.